From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods that includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Nine people, including a police officer, are dead Friday after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store. Hundreds attended the funeral service Friday for eight of the Coptic Christians killed in the attack. Egyptian authorities say the attacker was shot in the exchange of fire at Maryamina Coptic Church in the Helwan district. There are conflicting reports from Egypt's health ministry and the interior ministry about whether the gunman was killed or injured in the shootout. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement carried by its news agency. Earlier, Egyptian officials said they were searching for a possible second gunman. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters.
Because that young man who came from Gibraltar, defy all odds and become successful, he stands as a great inspiration to we the young people of this nation.
That was Josephine Davies, a CDC Youth League leader. Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. This is VOA News.